Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather of whiskey, I'm JB.
And I am the godfather of craft beer, Cody.
And let's go ahead and get a word from our sponsors. Sponsor!
Hi, folks. You want to save some money using promo code The Last Drop? Of course you do. So head over to manscaped.com. Manscaped Performance Package is the best men's hygiene bundle you could ever receive. First off, you get the Weed Whacker, which is the electric nose and ear hair trimmer. I absolutely love this thing and have been using it regularly since I received the 4.0 Performance Package. But that's not all. You also get a pair of underwear that are just oh so comfortable. And I would know because I'm wearing them as we speak. You also receive the ball deodorant, which protects your family jewels from smelling like holiday drools. You also get the ball toner, which is a quick pick-me-up for whenever you want to introduce some style to your balls, and it's good for you when you're on the road. And last but not least, you receive the Lawnmower 4.0. This beauty is the personification of keeping your balls trimmed to perfection. It's cordless, it's waterproof, it comes with a 4000K LED spotlight to make sure you don't miss an inch of hair on those balls. This bad boy has specifically engineered ceramic blades to help cut through thick hair while reducing pulling, nicks, or cuts. Trust me on this, your balls will thank you. And that's not all. When you go to checkout, you can use promo code THELASTDROP, THELASTDROP. To receive 20% off. That's The Last Drop, THELASTDROP, at manscaped.com. As we always say, don't stop, keep pouring. Well, we're now also saying, don't stop, keep shaving, because your balls will thank you.
Cody, we got a lot to talk about here, man.
Yeah, we always do, man. We had some interesting developments. Just the world in general, period.
Yeah,
a lot of shit going on, as there usually is. So what's on your mind, JB? What are we talking about today, sir?
First thing to get off my mind is we done with January. That.
Well, I ain't going to speak about January. that's going to be like Voldemort. we do not speak of his name or this month's name. We do not say that month anymore.
He will not.
October might be that next month we do that. So far, right now, it's January.
He who will not be named. Whatever. Every time you hear the word January, go like, "What did you just say? Don't talk to me no more. Don't say nothing to me. Whatever." Don't. It's like, that's funny because I went to of all places to BevMo, and I went down the wrong aisle. I never been in this BevMo before, and I just like went down this aisle, and I just saw the seltzer aisle, and it was just lying. I started having flashback PTSD and all kind of shit. I was just like, oh. I saw every drink we've had on that shelf too, by the way. It was just there. They had the cans out too. I saw the white claws, the blue surge ones, the Trulies. That just like As soon as I went down the aisle, I left. Yoon gave me a $100 gift card to BevMo. I think it's a gag gift now at this point, to be honest.
I was about to say, shit. What do you do with that?
So I went to BevMo yesterday, and I don't think I've been to a BevMo in fuck, man. I used to talk so much shit about BevMo back then. I'm trying to remember the last time I went. It had to been like, it was definitely before the pandemic. So we might be looking like 2017, 2018 or something like that. I see why I stopped going to that motherfucker. That shelf didn't have shit on it. I mean,
it was trash,
man. Like, and I saw people in there talking about like they thought they was going all out. Like, yo, let me get that Crown Royal Peach. They had the Crown Royal Peach on the shelf behind the counter as if like that was some like liquor store and we had like a specialty item behind them or something like that. I was just like staring at it going like, and the lady kept looking at me. She was like, "You need any help?" I was like,
"Nope."
Mm-mm.
And you know, every store pick I've tried from BevMo has been trash. They all been trash. I've tried 1792. They had an Old Elk store pick at one point.
Oh man, you had an Old Elk store pick and it tastes like trash. Oh, that's you can't.
I'm pretty sure there was something else too. I forgot what it was.
Was it a Wilderness Trails?
It might have been. It might have been. That sounds about right.
I see a bunch of those on the shelf at Bedmon. I saw a ton of them sitting there, store picks. I even looked at them. I was like, oh, they store picks. And I just went like,
yeah,
I'm good.
Yeah, that shit is fucking awful. They're terrible.
Like, I went down the whiskey aisle first. And I'm discombobulated, as Clayton Bixby would say. Or not Clayton Bixby. Whatever the fuck that racist motherfucker was on that radio show that Howard Stern used to make fun of. Anyway,
What's that? I remember.
Oh, what was that dude's name?
We did a whole ass segment of him back in the day. Forgot his name. It was Clayton Stone, right?
It was Clayton. This dude was wild, yo. All right. Stop over talking to me, son, bitch.
He saw he was having a stroke every second.
It got to a point, people on the show, that we started talking so badly about him, people was just calling him to fuck with him now. Like, nobody was never serious on his call shows. Like, I think he hated, like, gays, Jews, and, like...
Yeah, everybody.
Basically, yeah. So, like, people would come in and call him and just be like, you want to have a good time? He's just like, what the fuck are you talking about? I used to
think the dude sounded like a cartoon character. He didn't sound real.
No.
That was the funniest shit, but he was actual real life human being that existing on this planet.
That motherfucker had a stroke or some shit like that too, whatever.
So I remember you saying that, yeah.
So he couldn't do that show anymore or whatever. And I was just like, that's a shame, because I was getting some entertainment from that. His name was Angry Political Guy.
Angry Political Guy. Okay. I can't remember
his fucking real name though, whatever and stuff. I just remember like people would like fuck with him on a regular basis, and the shit was just hilarious as hell. Whatever, I think I found something. Ask me to sign in. No, I don't do that. You don't get my government ID. No, God, I wish I could remember that dude's name. But anyway, yeah, he used to say like, "Oh, they're combobulated or whatever." So I think someone used to call in and prank him, saying like, "We're gonna set up a meet and greet with him." And they had, and they said, we're going to meet up at this restaurant or whatever. So, and someone pretended to be the restaurant owner and said, like, your fans are all gay and they all, like, trashed our place by making out and leaving condoms all over the place. He's like, I am not affiliated with any of them gay sons of bitches. He was like, it's really disgusting, man. He's like, there was an old lady there and they made out, two dudes made out in front of her or whatever. He started shaking and shit. How dare you just do something so foul in front of a defenseless old lady or whatever. That shit was funny as hell. I missed that guy as far as fucking with
him. He was entertaining as shit, man. Hey, I wish he was still going today. I know you would have a lot to say today.
I wish he had a whole show still, or whatever. Because I'd be like, man, I'd do a segment on his ass daily.
I would love to hear his take on like the film industry right now and all that. How it's trending.
Oh yeah, I'd love to hear his. If I'm not mistaken, I think he hated Donald Trump or some shit like that too, whatever, which is weird or whatever. So I was like, because I remember he was like straight up like patriot, like hardcore patriot, but he's like, fuck these sons of bitches that be like doing some shit like this or whatever. Like, I gotta find that guy's name, whatever. But anyway, back to Bedmo. Let me tell you how bad Bedmo is, everybody. That's why I'm a total wine guy, kind of guy, over a Bedmo kind of guy. I go down the whiskey aisle, and I'm assuming this is all scotches, and by the way, it's not organized at all. It's I don't know who did the shelves. Who the fuck?
The boy is just like, this ain't Total Wine. Shit, what you expect me to do?
Like, Total Wine, they got the expensive shit sitting behind the glass.
Yeah, well, motherfuckers look like a K&L. Shit, this is Bevmo, goddamn.
Bevmo.
You know what store this is?
I went down to Seltzer aisle, Cody. Why was the fucking Woodford Reserve in a glass case on the Seltzer aisle? I don't even know what to say about that. I was just like, whoever designed these shelves, they must have confused these Bevmo store workers when they were setting these shelves up. They was just like, what are we putting in that glass case? I don't fucking know. Put Woodford Reserve. They had three different sizes of Woodford Reserve in there. And I just sitting there looking like, oh, is it like the Like the ones I got at Total Wine, sometimes you can get them at Costco. Like, though, the expensive, no, it's that regular ass Woodford Reserve that you can get for like $30 at a Total Wine. I was like, I was really confused, but I stared at it for the longest too, Cody. I was just like, is that like, why do I have to push that button to get Woodford Reserve? Like,
yeah, it's fucking Woodford Reserve. ain't like the very rare edition, nothing like that. Ain't nothing like special shit. It's basic ass fucking Woodford Reserve.
It ain't even
fine whiskey. Don't get me wrong. Why you put it behind a glass case and all that shit? Why? Yeah, first off, the glass case. Second off, what the fuck is it in seltzer aisle?
That's what was confusing me too.
That's the most confusing part.
And it was also good. I was like, "Is it the Kentucky Derby?" Nah.
I was about to say you have all these you have all these cans right here. Ain't no glass anywhere else. All these cans.
It ain't even like this kind of wood for it. Like I was like, it ain't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
it ain't that one. I'm like, okay. It's just a regular.
It's just regular fucking Woodford Reserve. I don't get that.
Yeah,
who set those shelves up? I want to know the person who approved of that shit.
I don't designed understand it. So then I go back down to whiskey aisle. I assumed it was the bourbon aisle because right when you walk in the door, it says bourbon. That shit was one shelf, Cody.
Yeah.
It was like just one aisle or one shelf or whatever with the three layers or whatever. And I just went like, oh. Because the more I started walking, it started turning into Irish whiskey. And I was just like, oh, okay. I don't know why they put that big-ass sign that says bourbon. And... So then, you really gonna laugh. This glass case was even better. You know, it made you want to go back down Seltzer Isle and get the Woodford Reserve and be like, yeah, I'm getting something special tonight. These motherfuckers had Jameson behind the glass case. I was so okay. Confused. I was so confused because I was like, what's going on here? Like,
I don't know what to say about that. I don't. got nothing.
Ooh, man. Yeah, so there was Jameson, the one I had last week, I think, that tastes horrible. Jameson Orange, which I'm sure probably tastes like shit, kind of. Jameson Coffee, which I will say this. Oh, Nets acquiring. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Kyrie Irving trade detail. Uh-oh, hold on.
Wait.
Breaking news, everybody. Hold on.
Hold on now.
Nets acquiring Dorian Finney-Smith, Spencer Dinwiddie,
and he's going to the fucking Mavericks.
Get out of here with this shit, yo! Like, are you serious, man? Fuck you, Kyrie. How about that? Man, fuck you, dude.
Wow!
Breaking news, everybody. Wow. Some trades.
The Mavs won the trade, huh?
Yeah. The Mavs, a first round pick and 2 second round picks from Mavs. Wow. I didn't think that was gonna happen that fast.
I knew it was gonna happen. I thought the Lakers were pretty much a short thing.
I thought it would have been around the All-Star game time or whatever, around that time. I didn't think it would kick in.
Wow.
It literally happened next day. Because was it yesterday? No, it was on Friday. I think we found out about this or whatever. Wow. Breaking news there, people. The Kyrie Irving is no longer a Brooklyn Nets. He's
he's with the fucking Dallas Mavericks.
Kyrie, I'll just say this. You look weird as fucking that blue. So.
Oh. Well. Is that now Lakers? Well, guess it's just going to be the Lakers.
We sure know how to fumble that ball a lot, don't we?
Yep.
Wow, they gave up a first round pick too for Well, I'll tell you this. We said the Mavericks needed that. Just it was something missing from there, that one piece. We're about to find out. Is Kyrie that missing piece, man? And can he support Luka when it gets down to it?
That's a hell of a duo. I'll give him that. I just wonder about the depth though, because those two players they were a big part of that depth that Dallas had, whatever that they did have. So I don't know.
Yeah, we should have traded AD's ass for him. But anyway, I told y'all at the beginning of the season, whatever. I don't care if he plays good, bad, whatever. Trade his ass, whatever shit. that motherfucker ain't been seen for how many weeks now, whatever. Like, I was just like, yep. Yeah, that's just, it's, hey, Cody, it's that time of the season. That's all.
Yep.
It's that time. This motherfucker has the best fucking timing ever. Like, I tell you, dude, like, every time you look on the news with sports analysts and stuff, but when a healthy AD returns, it's like, I am so sick of hearing that shit every fucking year now. When a healthy AD, when he's healthy, top five player. Yeah, when he's healthy, except he always get unhealthy at the wrong time of the fucking season. You can't get injured at the beginning.
Yeah, what the fuck, man?
This dude always gets injured around December, January time, whatever. Like, what is it? Is it cold and his ankles are just like, they freeze over, Cody? Like, what was the deal with him? It's the same fucking time, dude. December, January. Is all that traveling. Well, I don't know what it is with this dude. He's been gone for like, what, 5 weeks?
I'm still getting over this fucking trade, man. It's interesting too, because does this really make the Mavericks better, in my opinion?
I don't know. I don't think so. Seeing what they've given up here.
I think they're still going to be kind of around in the same spot they are right now with this trade, you know? I mean, the first round and then multiple second round, those are nice, but I was talking about right now.
I got to tell you, I don't think I would have gave up a first round and 2 second round picks. I don't know if I could have done that, to be honest, because that first round, second round pick, that actually could have been the answers for what they needed there.
In theory, I thought, there was a purported Lakers trade where they included the first, the two first rounders, which is interesting because that one only had the one first rounder, but multiple seconds. So
I kind of knew Kyrie wasn't going to the Lakers. I felt like that was just a pipe dream in my head or whatever. I didn't expect him to go anywhere. I didn't know he would come to West, though. I thought he would have stayed in the East. So Dallas is interesting for that matter. Maybe he could have went to the Grizzlies and talked shit with them and not win shit, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck the Grizzlies. I never liked them. I said that before they even started. I never liked the fucking Grizzlies. I never will or whatever. Fuck the Grizzlies. Like, yeah, all that talking they do, they don't never win shit. They like the Clippers of me. they just sit there and just like, hey, we'll do something 1 year. Yeah, 1 year, bitch. Y'all like the Dallas Cowboys. You ain't never gonna do shit. Hey, ain't never gonna do shit. You'll make it to the first round. You might even make it to the second round, but after that, that's about it for y'all. You ain't got shit. John Morant wasting his fucking time there. Come on over and wear that yellow and purple, baby. You'll feel good over there. Nets acquiring Dorian Finney. I gotta look at the Nets standpoint now. Does that even make the Nets look better? I mean. Trying to see how Dorian Finney and Spencer would fit in over there. So I guess it's hard to say with KD still out. When does KD come back, by the way?
Shit, I don't know.
He another one.
I don't know. Great trade for the Nets, though. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Great trade because they're still going to be competitive. Those two good, solid role players they got right there. And they got those draft picks.
The draft picks is what's out of that. Yeah. So
good for the Nets. Like I said, I think they're gonna be competitive because Jacques Vaughn, he's a good coach. He hasn't playing well and they bought into his system. So I don't know. Without the 1-2 punch of KD and Kyrie, I think the Nets, I think they'll be competitive. But like I said, this doesn't necessarily get them over the hump either.
I think they had another first round elimination, to be honest. I don't think
which is crazy because they were the hottest team right before KD got injured again.
Yeah.
They're like 25-8.
And Kyrie was only able to do so much for the team. Where I think he was hitting like 20 points a game.
His thing. Like, what the fuck? That came out of nowhere because they were playing really well.
Yeah.
They played really good. So I don't know.
They were playing really well until they started playing better teams in the East, like Boston.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't think they can beat teams like that in a 7-game series, to be honest. Like, I don't know if it's just the strategy wise of the coaching or whatever it may be, because they clearly got the players or whatever. But also Ben Simmons, I mean, when the motherfucker's giving you 0 points and shit like that, it's like, I don't know what I can really do with that, Ben, even though you got some assists there and stuff like that. I think he had like, it was like 6 or 7 rebounds or something like that, which is fine. But, you know, when KD not there and you giving me 0 points, I can't really do shit with this, you know, like,
so, right.
You know, I don't know what it is with that team or whatever, as far as it's gelling. I mean, I really want to know how it is now, to be honest. Especially now that Kyrie ain't there. They used to be a shooter team. I guess it still kind of is a shooter team, but I'm starting to see some cracks in that shooting team there. I don't think they're better than – shit, I don't even think they're better than Philly, to be honest.
No, they're not.
They might be like the 4th or 5th best team.
Oh, yeah, 4 or 5. I'll put them around there.
Yeah, you got Milwaukee, Boston, Philly.
Miami.
Yeah, I think like Miami probably beats them by like a couple of inches here or there, or whatever. You know, but yeah, they're like 4th, 5th.
Yeah, 4th, 5th. Yeah,
ain't nothing wrong with that. Better than where we at.
Shit, 13 right now.
Shh, we don't say that number out loud.
Oh man, it's rough. Rough times out here. Well, there's still moves Lakers can make. We ain't doing shit this season. I don't know if we ain't doing shit.
So I love how you say what moves. I'm trying to figure out the moves.
Yeah, it's just
tell me, Coach Cody, like,
marginally better.
I tell you what we need to do. We need to trade AD. Okay, we get so much for his ass. If we traded his ass, you get rid of him. I had somebody arguing with me the other day. So I'm probably like, oh man, you see how he's playing? We can't trade him. And I was like, nah, the fuck we can't. Yeah, we can get rid of his ass. Yeah, trade his ass. We get some young talent for his ass. You know, probably. You know, so get rid of him.
Yeah, I think we'll probably make a. I think we'll still probably make a move just to get Westbrook off the books.
Yeah,
I think that will happen.
The problem is LeBron's got probably about, what, 2-3 more years in him or something like that.
Yeah, and yeah, so it's just like.
So who's star leading his team? Because AD ain't ever there. So who leading his team? Who's the future of this team is what I want to know. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be AD after we won that chip. I mean, I was the one bragging the most about it, saying that man about to lead us into the promised land. Mm-hmm. And I changed my tune very fast on that. So, I mean, we need to start making moves on, like, you know, getting rid of this dude, which, hey, look, for AD, man, I'm sure we can get, like, you know, a second round pick here, maybe a first round, I don't know, so like two little key players. I think we can get the same trade Kyrie got, to be honest, shit. If we wanted to.
Yeah. If we really wanted to, yeah.
I mean, we can make a move just like that or whatever for a first and second round pick with two key players, too. I think we could do that. What team desperate out there right now? I don't think any of the teams desperate. but we don't make them trade until AD come back. But the problem is, I don't think we're ever going to get rid of AD. I think he's stuck as a Laker for a while.
Yeah, which would be great, you know, if the motherfucker was staying on the goddamn floor. But, you know, that's not going to happen.
So. Dude, even when he plays healthy, though, have you noticed some of the bumps he take? Like, the floor, like it, you just, like, cringe when you see it. And you just go, like, is he trying to get injured? Why is he, like, a fish in the sky when he jumps to take a shot and shit like that? Like, and someone, like, bumps him or something. Like, this dude, like, falls over as if he's playing rugby or something like that. Cody is like... I don't want him on the team anymore. Like, so let's get let's look at Carolina. LaMelo, what you want to do, man? You know, let's look at some of them East Coast teams real quick, Cody. They got some key players over there, you know.
Bulls got some players over there. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I'm about to say the Bulls got a few players. I wouldn't.
Yeah, man, they ain't doing too hot right now either. So they need to blow that team up anyway. So
yeah, so and they started off pretty good too. So, but you know, I mean, they got like 3 players. I wouldn't mind having.
That's what I'm saying.
As a matter of fact, shit, you can keep your first and second round pick if you give us 3 players. How about this, Bulls? Give us 2 players or whatever and a good second round pick. How about that? That's a fair trade. That sounds fair to me. Or whatever, okay?
That sounds fair.
Think about it. Sleep on it. Your GMs, Cody and JB, have spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Do a much better job than Genie and them. That's fucking good. That coach over there, you know that motherfucker stressed out right now.
Oh, yeah. He's pulling all kinds of hairs right now.
I noticed he's been making some different ass plays. I've never seen the Lakers play before, and I'm just going like, I admire your transition and changes here. I can tell you playing in desperate mode, though. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm trying to keep my job. Oh, man. So, yeah, that was my trip to BevMo, though, Cody.
Good old trip to BevMo.
It's BevMo. It's safe to say, Cody, I didn't use this gift card yet, so...
I think it's also safe to say it'll probably never get used.
I went down the beer aisle, Cody, and I just said, why is this shit so dusty?
Hey, you know what you can do? It's $100 just worth of gifts. You ain't got to worry about it. Just
buy some shit. I get what you're saying. Oh, okay.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I mean, you might as well use it for something, right?
I guess Valentine's Day is coming up. I can just, like, get wine and shit like that.
Anybody
ever buy wine from BevMo? What they shit taste like? That shit old as beer. it's not fresh at all. Like, because then I went down the cognac or armagnac aisle, Cody.
Mm-hmm.
That shit was sad and depressing. That shit looked like Afghanistan bombed out. Okay, like that shit looked bombed out and depleted. I said, Jesus Christ,
it looked like Chernobyl.
Yeah, that shit. I heard crickets. That shit turned into liquor so quick, Cody. If you was to blink, you'd miss the Armani and cognac shit. That shit confused me too. That shit had a regular ass bottle of Hennessy behind the
shit.
In all different sizes. And it said behind the counter that you can receive this bottle at the counter. I just went like, they putting this shit on display as if like this they last bottle, Cody. And like, you gotta come to the counter to get this shit. I was just looking at that going like, damn, dude. This is some sad ass depressing shit. I gotta tell you. I think they had behind the glass case. At least they had the Hennessy XO, which, by the way, I bought at Total Wine and it cost way less. and then they had the Cavassier XO, which also cost way less at Total Wine too. I didn't really care though because obviously it was a gift card, so I just put it to use. Who cares at this point? But right. I was just like, I already got both of those bottles, so I don't need that. So then I said, let me go to the tequila aisle, which is right behind, by the way. That glass case was embarrassing, Cody. That motherfucker had the Rocks Tremana in that motherfucker. I was just like,
okay. He could at least put Casabigos in there.
Probably would. Like,
he could put something in
there. I just went and looked on and was just like, I think the rarest bottle that they had in the glass case was in the mezcal section real quick. And it was that Dos Hombres mezcal I told you about.
I was just about to say, was it Dos Hombres?
It was that one I told you they had for like $300 or whatever and shit.
Yeah.
I think it's like a...
Okay. Yeah.
I was blown away by that. I said, whew, something. I said,
salvation.
Man. I said, at least that's something. I was like, you... They got one bottle of it sitting here, and it cost more than I saw at Total Wine, but I was like, it's here, though, you know? So, I mean, they wanted $350. Total Wine only wanted $300, straight up, $299. I was just like, well, I mean, it's something. It gave me some kind of hope there.
Hey, forever, right?
Yeah, and it was crazy because on top of the tequila shelf, on top of the glass case of it, outside of the glass case, they had the Don Julio 1942, the Don Julio Primavera, and another bottle, and I'm just sitting there going like, why isn't that behind the glass case? Who the fuck is doing shelving around here? They need to be fired. I mean, when you see Jameson Orange and Coffee Brew behind the fucking glass case, that should already tell you, yeah, you know what, I should just leave. I don't even know why I'm walking anymore or whatever. Which, I've never done a review of Jameson Coffee Brew here, but I can go ahead and talk about it. Since it is Whiskey Week here on The Last Drop, I'll go ahead and talk about it. It tastes like shit.
Well, there goes that. Quick, concise, to the point. Like it.
You want to know where I had this at too, Cody?
I'm very curious. Please let me know.
You remember that specific place I went to with me and good old Yoon that I gave a fuck you to?
Actually, I saw an ad for this place somewhere. They're like yesterday.
I thought this was
like Instagram or Twitter or something.
I don't even remember the name of it.
Oh, yeah, I think I was just looking at like just bars to go to or something like that. It just came up. Yeah.
Oh, wait, I do remember the name of it. It's Berkshire House. There you go.
Yeah.
I thought they closed.
Hey, maybe they gotten better since the last time you went, man.
Nah, no, give a fuck, nah.
I think so, you should do a review.
Nah, people like that. Nah, hell no. Nah, yeah. Nah.
Call it Back to the Berkshire, B2B.
You got a lot of nerves and audacity for that. you got
B2B.
Your balls must have grew 2 times bigger to make that kind of comment right there, Coach. I got to tell you, you must have clicked your heels.
Got a seat right there ready for you, JB. Got your name on everything.
Ready for, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Reserved for JB.
You can keep that seat. You can burn that motherfucker, too, while you're at it. I think you had ordered this drink, because I got a cocktail. No, I got a, I think, yeah, idea, whatever I got. I don't remember what I got. I just remember not liking this fucking place. He got that coffee brew, and he made this face and he said, you should try this. And I just went like, I really don't want to after you made that face. I said, I think it was right when the coffee brew had came out too. So, and I took a sip of it. That shit tastes like sugar water.
Oof.
Yeah. I started acting like a motherfucker from Men in Black. More please. Oh, if you want me to put my hand behind my head like this. Oh,
sorry, shaking like that motherfucker did the thing. Chairs are testing his blood. Shit.
Yeah. Started walking down the street like that motherfucker for a minute. Like, doing that shit or whatever. They're like, yeah. When the waitress came back and talking about they didn't have sauces for the wings, it's just, don't do that. I wouldn't do that if I were you. Like, that's just. I'm gonna get some water and sugar. Six cups, please. Yeah, you know that motherfucker was cheesy. He was overacting. I mean, him and Palpatine should do a scene together. Yeah, it tastes horrible. So when I saw this behind a glass case, Cody, I just went like, yeah, you know what, Jameson? You should just stop trying. There's this.
Yeah, I think they're a little out of their depth when it comes to that. He was shooting a little too high. Going out their comfort zone, which is good. You need to get out your comfort zone, but sometimes you need to know when to pull your ass back. So, James, I think it's safe to say, you know, as I said before, Jameson is a man of great taste. He knows what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Next week, Cody's going to try Jameson Orange. No.
Yeah.
Is it orange?
So. Does it surge? That's what I want to know.
Oh, God damn. God.
Does it surge? Can it orange? But most importantly, can the shit surge?
If it don't surge, then
that's what I want to know.
It ain't a purge, then, you know.
Can't surge without the purge.
You can't surge without the purge, my friend.
Purge without the surge.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ooh, man. Oh, Cody, I hate you sometimes. Shit, makes me want to shave my balls with a Manscaped. You know what I'm saying? Can you purge while surging?
Yes.
Oh, why does that sound like a next Silk Sonic song?
Oh shit.
You know, last time we chatted too, we made predictions here of the Eagles and KC.
Oh yeah, I called it.
God damn.
I called it. Well, I guess we called it too. Yeah, we'll call it actually.
Yeah. Did we call that two of my quarterbacks would get injured?
That part. That took me that took me aback, but yeah, we called it
man,
though.
Talk about the fucking easiest goddamn route to the fucking Super Bowl. They should have just called the fucking game. When they threw Brock Purdy back in there and all he could do was toss the ball. Actually, he couldn't even toss. He had to hand it off, whatever. Which, by the way, we just found out recently, too. He's got 6 months on shelf after surgery, too. So, wow. That was like everything. Yeah, you know, I had a dream. Or not even a dream. I just wondered, like, what would happen if Brock Purdy got injured? Right before that game had started, I thought about that or whatever. And that shit happened, like, right on the fucking spot. I just
cursed the motherfucker, man.
And then we found out what would happen. We threw in this dude that had been, I didn't even know he played for the fucking team. He'd been on 14 different teams. Cody,
I was looking at that. That's right. That little graphic right there.
Man, you could tell this motherfucker ain't never played. I got to tell you, what a great job to have if you play for the fucking professional sports team. mm-hmm. be the fourth wing quarterback of a team, never really play at all, and it looked like he never played. That motherfucker was so nervous when he got that ball in his hand and he had to throw that shit, Cody. I mean, I'm not shocked he got concussed. I thought an injury was going to happen to him when he got – he looked so nervous and out of place. You thought they picked him out of the stands, Cody?
Yeah.
I want to know what he gets paid. Because I'll take that job, too.
I'm saying –
That.
I say all you gotta do is short practice, watch film, hop on team planes, have team meals, hang out in the city. How cool is that? Get paid multiple thousands for that shit.
I mean, I'd be impressed if he making $150,000. I'd be like, I want that job. That he probably is making $150,000. He probably is.
Fucking amazing.
Man, I gotta tell you, I want that fucking job. Shit.
And when hell yeah.
Man, that
give
dude,
me that shit.
He looked like he ain't never called a play in his life, Cody. He like, wait a minute, I'm playing?
Like, what's going on here?
I bet he was on the sidelines cracking jokes with the other men. He's like, yo, I went out with last night. And then they said, hey, yo, I don't even remember his fucking name. They should have called him Mr. Irrelevant. I don't even know his fucking name. This motherfucker, they said, yo, you in. Brock is out. He looked, he said, I'm sorry, what? Motherfucker probably had a bowl of cereal. He eating, milked his food out of his mouth. Mm-hmm. He's like, wait, well, what? I'm in. Shit, all right. Well, the team will support me, I guess, whatever. That motherfucker opened up that little wrist iPad and shit or whatever and shit. He looked at that thing.
Oh, yeah.
He saw them X's and O's, dude. He looked, he went like, the fuck is it? Like, he probably got confused, Cody. He just said, hey, Debo, is that you? That's you? Okay. I hear your name pop up on the internet a lot, so I'm just gonna give you the ball and just do what you do, dude. Just do it, okay? McCaffrey, who you want to be? You want to be that X or that O? Yo, son, we the X's, bro. Like, oh, okay. Well, you could be this X in right here and just run behind me, and I'm gonna hand you this ball, okay? And you know the Eagles, Cody? They could smell the fear off this dude. I smelled it from the TV. I just went, smelled like bitch made.
Smells like fear.
Yeah. And they were just smiling the whole way through. And I just went, I just threw my hand. I just said, just end the fucking game. Why are we even going to the fourth quarter? Just end this shit, all right?
Yeah,
Brock got hurt in the first quarter in the first 2 minutes of the game, Cody. And he had the same, it was funny enough, ironic. I'm sure Cowboy fans loved it because it was the same injury that happened to Dak. Except it was like way worse, like because his whole elbow went across the helmet and stuff. And instead, whereas Dak's finger, I think Brady had the same injury too, where his, but he didn't get sidelined from it or whatever. But his whole elbow just went across his, and I just looked at that and was like, them fucking Eagles did that shit on purpose, yo. And look, I ain't even mad at them for doing it too, neither. Cause I was just like, yeah, they knew that was like our only quarterback there, and that dude's been a star. They was like, take his ass out.
Just, <Yeah. laughs> hit him in the dick.
Basically, yeah. They said, kick that motherfucker in the balls. If you can, whatever. And you know what? I don't even fuck the games that Brock won. I'm making him starter just for that game alone. They threw that motherfucker back in there, Cody, and he was a trooper and went back in there with a I forgot what injury he sustained. I think it was a damn, I don't even remember what it was. I just know he had to have surgery on it, whatever. Either way, he couldn't move his arm, he said. He said that arm was completely shot and dead. That motherfucker went back into that game, Cody, and tried to do something. Yeah. That motherfucker is my starter now, Cody.
Yeah, but he kick a heart. He got a heart. You gotta give it to him.
I ain't never seen Trey bring his ass back to class.
So, like, nah, hey, fuck that.
Hey,
when Trey, I'm out.
Yo, Trey, your ass is done, dude. I gotta tell you, nobody's singing your praises better than me. I was like, it's the Trey era and all this, whatever. But Cody just said, that kid got heart, though. Brock Purdy, I don't know if it was just a sense of we have no choice or nothing like that, but Brock could have easily just declined and said, nah, I can't get back in there, dude. No, he got his ass back.
Give Brock Purdy all the credit, man. He did his thing. In time of need, he did exactly what he needed to do at all times.
I know we don't hand out participation awards or MVPs or anything like that, but if each team could give an MVP award out right now, Brock Purdy is that MVP. That dude played like a stud and a star for us or whatever. So my glass is off to that Mr. Purdy. That boy played Purdy.
Hey, I went to the NFC Championship. I'll take that.
And then went back in on an injured elbow, Cody.
Yep. I will take that. That's not a bad season at all. Of course, y'all want to make it. Duh. You're the 49ers. Mm-hmm. You're a story franchise. But hey, despite everything that's happened, that's fucking impressive.
I agree. So props to that dude because he went in for two more quarters. So I was just like, yo, just. I said, cut this game. You're going to injure this boy even more. Like, cut this game off. Like, yo, like, this poor dude. I mean, you feel bad or whatever, but, like, I felt really bad for him going in. I was just like, yo, this dude is trying to secure a job right now. I know what he's doing. You ain't got to do it, Brock. They're going to hit you even harder than you got hit the first time, dude. Like, and he was getting sacked, Cody. I was just, like, looking and going, like, yo, where is the fucking – I know, like, UFC, they got, like, fight commissions and stuff like that. Where is the NFL commission to just say, like, yo, this can't continue on? You ain't got a quarterback?
Stop. Just it's stop. End.
Yeah.
I plead with you.
If you ain't got no more quarterbacks and just stop that, the last fourth string who got injured, that motherfucker suffered a concussion. I ain't gonna lie, that shit was kind of creepy because he had that like little twitch too that Tua had for a little, not as bad as Tua, but he had that, and I was just like, yo, that, you could tell that dude ain't never been hit in his life. Okay, like he, his whole professional career, Cody, he ain't never been hit, and you could tell just the way he was moving. Man, I you got to start Brock now. I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't. You got to start him. This kid's got to start. Sorry, Trey. Actually, I'm thinking of trading Trey. I'd keep Jimmy as a backup.
I wonder what's going to happen with Jimmy. That's the real question.
Miami.
Yeah, Miami, you think?
Oh, I guess Buccaneers now. I forgot. Tom Brady put his retirement in. I know he's got to be going to a sunshine state. I know he ain't going to cold ass like Denver or Seattle.
He ain't going. And the other day too, the Aaron Rodgers situation. So that
the fucker can't come to us. So he got to.
Yeah, go. He don't want to go anyway. He's all good.
God,
yeah.
Fuck him.
Yeah, he asked him like the other day. It's like San Fran's like nah.
Good shit. We don't want his ass. So, I don't think.
I've been hearing a lot of the Jets for him possibly. That's what I'm if he doesn't too. Stay in Green Bay, but. I don't know. That Green Bay situation, man, I don't know. I think that's just done. I think it's a wrap with him.
Shit, I'll give you
I think it's just going all in on Jordan Love, that situation. That's just my opinion.
They need to go all the way with Jordan Love. I mean, shit.
Yeah. Him in New York would be interesting. Aaron Rodgers and New York Jets. Yeah, I can see that.
I think Jimmy should stay with us. He said he likes being a backup. He said he doesn't mind being a backup. He likes playing. I think Jimmy should stay with us. And Trey can go to wherever the fuck he want to go. Trey can go play for Seattle or something like that. Or Carolina. One of the two. Something like that.
Carolina.
All right. Sorry, Trey. I mean, this is one of those things you just got to be like, yeah, we got to cut our loss. Oh, well. We traded almost like our free future for this dude or whatever. But it ain't worked out in 3 years. So, whatever. And meanwhile, we had this kid sitting on the bench in third as a third string, whatever. And this dude showed up to play and then showed us he had heart, too, as well. Dude injures his elbow first quarter, comes back in the third quarter to finish off the game. It wasn't the way we wanted to be finished, but still, you know, if you ain't got a throwing arm, what are you going to do? I mean, like, shit, like.
As you can do.
So, congrats to the Eagles for that easy-ass victory. I got to tell you, it's one of those things that if they would have beat us with a healthy Brock Purdy or whatever, I'd have been more confident about the Eagles. But I feel like the Kansas City here, my rivalry team in my mind, I feel like they earned their victory because that was a hard fight. I mean, that was a back.
Those two teams went all out, man.
Man, that was a damn good game right
those
there.
I think that's striking to be the new rival right there, Cincinnati KC, because those two quarterbacks. Yeah, those are they've been going at it. This comparison was made on ESPN this past week. They're like the new Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. That kind of
I can see
thing
that
going on.
Well, shit,
so, yeah, I can totally see that.
We talked about it last week. What if Bengals lose this game? Mm-hmm. I don't put what's his name near Patrick Mahomes, Burrow. I was like, sure enough, they lost. So I was like, I don't want to hear comparison no more. Like, I think I'm giving the edge to KC to win this championship. I think they defeated a team that was battle tested and everything. I think they got this right mentality. Like, yo, we just dominated this, or we didn't dominate, but we beat this team out by the edge here and stuff. I think I give a little bit to the Eagles too because they defeated a really weakened 49ers team, so they're probably coming in way stronger than the KC. I don't know how Patrick Mahomes feel. It looked like he played really well. So I think he should be, I don't want to say 100%, but he should be like 80% or something like that. So should be a good game, but I'm gonna give it to my enemies there, KC. Motherfuckers.
Man, this is tough. Cause I've been thinking back and forth on this. I gotta give it to the team that has the most momentum, in my opinion. It's close. It's close, and it's hard to go. Excuse me. Against Patrick Mahomes, but I gotta go with the Eagles on this one. In a close one, man. I got the Eagles winning 21-24.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna be a high scoring game at all, actually.
Yeah.
I actually was keeping it at like 17-21.
Okay.
Well, we're not that far off, though. So.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah, I don't think it's going that high at all. The real star of this game, though, is Rihanna, so.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Here she is.
Actually, she is. I'm joking, but she really is. Yeah. Hopefully, Jerry's there. They put the camera on him and see how you're doing. Star of the Cowboys there. I love him.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
This thing. Oh, man. Anyway. Okay. Enough sports talk, people. Let's talk some whiskey.
Some whiskey.
And, it's Valentine's month. It's also
that's true. That's right. That's
also Black History Month, but there's not really that many like black owned whiskeys that are available in my besides Uncle Nearest. But I already did that like 2 years. I think when the pandemic first started, yeah, I already did that. So, and it's not like they got that many bottles to choose from. So I was like, all right, well, I'll just follow the theme of Valentine's Day then, or Valentine's Month then, and go with the whiskey that I love. I'm in love with
whiskey that you love.
I'm in love with Cody, and I decided there's only one thing that I really truly love nowadays, whatever, and that's putting. I mean, I'm gonna say something else there.
We didn't slip.
Yeah, don't worry, Cody.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah, ain't got shit to do with me.
Yeah. Oh, yo, you was next on that list. Don't you worry. Shit.
Bend over. I still got time.
Yeah. I'm gonna manscape you. Bend over. Should throw that in the ad or whatever. You know, just be like, and your partner can use it on you too.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be fair, maybe there were some spots I missed. You could kind of help out with that. So, maybe it wouldn't be such a bad thing. I don't know.
I feel like probably somebody would actually like that. You ever go to the barber and somebody cutting your hair and they rubbing it in? They feel good, something like this. Imagine someone grabbing your balls and just getting
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Yeah.
You might be like, oh, you pulled too hard. But luckily with Manscaped, they got those protected blades on it, so ain't nothing gonna happen to you. You go, your family jewels will be clean as a tool. So yeah. If you somehow fuck up a shave with Manscaped, you need to just, you know, give up in life.
You need to stop existing at that point. Because that's the most, you're not gonna get a smoother shave. The Manscaped, like, come on, I'll just be real.
Oh, you really are.
Yeah, and even the handle feels so good too. It feels good in the hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's another great thing about it too. I think that kind of gets overlooked too. The actual makeup of the entire product itself, which is all well-made stuff.
It's got those ergonomic micro.
Yeah, the contours.
I mean, everything is just perfect on it. So, like, if you clearly, and then they give you an instruction manual on what to do, how to use it and stuff. And it's just like, I don't even need to read this because I got a brain, so I mean, just like, you know, just like obvious shit what you should be doing. So yeah, if you've messed this up somehow, then you know, just stop it. Just stop in general. Go read. Just don't do anything that's physical activity for you.
Yeah, pick up a goddamn book. Learn some shit.
See, the name of this episode, learn some shit. Oh man, you know what? I'm changing my pick. I want the Eagles to win now. I just thought of something. Well, I guess I can still say KC could win over, but I want the Eagles to win.
Which one? Who's is KC or is it Philly?
Let me tell you the reason why I want the Eagles to win now, because I think
want the Eagles to win. Okay,
yeah, because I think the Cowboy fans would be looking sad.
But they could be looking sad anyway. Well, actually, it would be sadder. Actually, you know what? That's a good point. It would be sadder.
So I want the Eagles to win. I changed my mind.
Oh, man. I already set my calendar to next January, man. Wait for that Cowboy failure, baby. Go.
He said next January, he's like, waiting for that first round, Niners versus Cowboys.
Yeah, see, see, so January does have relevance. The Cowboy tears.
The real rivalry of the league, whatever, the Niners eliminating the Cowboys every year.
You know what's going to happen.
You need to keep that as a New Year's tradition, you know?
I'm about to say it.
You know, some people...
New Year, new Cowboy L.
Some people have different traditions with religions and stuff of how they clean. They usually, sometimes they clean the house. They, I think Asian, some, I think Japanese family, they do something where they clean the house and eat, it's a special kind of bean or something like that or whatever. And okay. I don't remember what it's called or something like that or whatever. And the only reason why I know this people is because I had Japanese in the family or whatever and stuff. But I forgot what it's called. They do a lot of different cultures and stuff do things when New Year's kick around just to like, you know, I guess send blessings their way for the new year or stuff like that. That'll be the NFL's new blessing and America's blessing too. Eliminating the Cowboys. Fuck the Cowboys. Anyway,
how about them Cowboys?
Yeah, how about them?
Love it.
Oh man. So anyway, Cody, what I love that's going forward now, Cody. I think we already noticed. I love that blue run, baby.
Yes, you do.
I absolutely love. Now, anybody that saw my year wrapped up, my wrap up photos, I always do at the end of the year where I put the bottle. I always have one specific bottle that I like. I get a shit ton of whatever, you know. I think last year, I actually don't really remember what was last year or whatever, but I know I had got a lot of stuff. And the year before that was like Cavalon. Last year, I don't really remember what it was. And then this previous year that just passed, it was a Blue Run. And that's that first photo. I just had like all the Blue Run lined up there. And I capped off the year getting these two special bottles of Blue Run. I got Solar and Constellation, which they did a 12-day release of different bottles, single barrels, and different labels, design, and everything that went with it. It was a beautiful thing. It was like when they first started the company and they did those 12 days of, I think it was 12 days of, I forgot what it was called now. And they did the one with the black butterfly, the gold one, all the good stuff, whatever. The ones that I cannot get now because I got so late into this Blue Run game. And that's the problem when you get so late into this bourbon hunting game, whatever, is you don't get it right away. Then the prices on it is insanely fucking ridiculous. So I think that black butterfly, man, I think it's a 13.5. I think it's like 500 plus now. And it's like, yeah, you ain't getting that from me. So I was able to get 2 out of 12 bottles, Cody. I mean, I was trying every day to get a bottle too, and it was just selling out in 55 seconds or whatever, to the point that it was just like, I remember telling Mike, I was like, it's easier to get Jordans. I was like, damn.
I mean, you're not lying. Damn. It's sad, but yeah, you're not lying.
Yeah. So Solar was day 4. I was able to get that. So it took me 4 days to get a bottle, basically. I didn't get day 1, day 2, or day 3. I just yeah, not luck. At this point, I was just like, man, I ain't going to get none of these fucking bottles, it seems like, huh? So day 4, I was able to get Solar. I was very happy, ecstatic. And they were like $210, whatever. So it's not like I was trying to get them all, too, because then you'd be spending like over $1,000 plus or whatever on these bottles. So it was like I had to pick out. I was going by names, really. I was like, Solar sounds cool. I tried to get one called Blackout, but that didn't happen either because I thought that was a cool-ass name, too. And I tried not to read the notes of what they were because I didn't want it to define my purchase, if you will. Mm-hmm. So then I was able to grab Constellation because I did see the note on there, and it had, like, this butterscotch flavor, and I was just like, ooh, I think Constellation was day 10 or 11. So I tried to get day 12 too, the last one, just to be like, oh, I tried to get the first lab, but that didn't work out too well. And the first thing I get is this packaging here. I love the brown, it comes with the butterfly on it, but it's just a regular UPS box and stuff like that. But when you open it, oh, the beauty of this thing.
Look at that.
It is just so perfected and everything like that. I love when you open this thing. And funny enough, I was trying to throw the UPS box away, but I was like, no, I got like, I got like some text in there and stuff. I was like, hell no, I paid for this. I want this. and the box itself, it came with this. It came all wrapped up. I still have mine wrapped up, and I already opened this bottle. I opened this up around Christmas, New Year's time. Came with this Blue Run sticker on it. Got nice. The table on it. You take it out. And then it comes in this beautiful, gorgeous looking box right here. I mean, It's just gore. It's like this wood case too. It's got this padding in it that just makes it so different, unique. Also too, I love the box itself because of just how different and unique. And now the way it opens up and everything is all different too. Just doing something real quick. Okay, I can get rid of that now. This box right here is just absolutely gorgeous. And then you can open it up sideways like that. The padding on it is comfortable and solid and stuff. And then you pull the bottle out. Slide that bad boy out. Bam. Look at that right there.
I love the blue butterfly.
Blue butterfly is beautiful. Yeah. I like how it's got the little Oreo black droppings on it. But this is Constellation. Proof is 121. It's a high-rye single barrel. And this is bottle number 40 out of 219.
My salivary glands are just going just from the description you just gave me.
It is.
Jesus.
It's magical.
Oh, man. Oh, God. I want some right now. Damn. I need whiskey.
I love that they even put the little silver butterfly sticker on top of it, too, as well.
Beautiful. Beautiful bottle.
I think it might be the best packaging I've ever seen on a. And I love, too, how it kind of follows the Constellation, too, on top of the box. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about, like, the real, like, out there space and gravity type shit or whatever. And then they got a little spillo. They call it the Winter Solace Collection.
Beautiful.
Each year in late December, the Earth is tilted on its axis, positioning itself farther away from the sun. This creates the shortest day and longest night of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. This is called the Winter Solstice. Humans began observing the winter well before recorded history. Monuments such as Chichen Itza and Stonehenge indicate the historical importance of this occurrence and serve as a reminder to reflect on the past while remaining hopeful for the future. Today, the Winter Solstice symbolizes a new beginning. The inaugural Blue Run Winter Solstice collection is comprised of 12 of Blue Run award-winning high-rye bourbon barrel contracted and distilled by Jim Rutledge, the legend himself, aged in the darkest recesses of the northernmost rickhouse, each barrel specifically chosen by Shaylin Gammon for its unique flavor profile, depth, and complexity. The winter collection will awaken your senses and accompany you on a journey toward longer and brighter days ahead. Enjoy your new beginning. Educational and beautiful at the same time. Wow. I love this. Just I got that suede in there too. Ooh, that suede.
Look at the attention to detail.
It's just that is just to me. That is just come on. That's gorgeous.
Now, one more time, JB. How much did this run you again?
I paid about $200, and this is with tax and stuff, so it came like the two. Because I think they were like one. Oh wait, no, I take it back. It was $179. So I think I paid like around $189 to $192 or something like that with tax and stuff. Oof.
If everything turns out the way it should, I think that's a not hell of a price. I think that's well priced.
Yeah,
it looks like the type of bottle I'll spend $200 any day of the week on. Like one of those kind of bottles.
You know what? If I saw that box and everything like that, I would be like, I see why that cost that price.
Yeah,
I'd be like, I see exactly why it cost that price, and I'll as the kids say, I fucks with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man.
Let's see if it follows through though.
And I like that even in the UPS box, it's got like signatures from everybody that works and stuff there. It's got a little description as well, man. Too.
They were out of control with that presentation.
They really did, you know, shoot.
I'm thinking, above and beyond.
I remember it was like the first thing I noticed when I saw it. And I was just like, man, that presentation just like, I don't even know what it tastes like. But it's already a winner to me, you know, it's like, damn. And then I opened this around Christmas time. I gave Yoon some Blue Run and he never had it before and he just went like, because he wanted to try it and he was just like, I keep hearing you talk about it, and I was just like, he was like, this shit's really good. I was like, yeah dude, they don't play no goddamn games here now, you know, they ain't got time for silly stuff like that now, you know that, right? Man, this is really beautiful here. I don't know, I was trying to see something. So I had it sitting in this glass, capped off here, so it's probably just, it's all covered up and everything, so it's probably like, yo, it's probably smelling good right about now. So I'm going to take this cap off now, get a whiff of that. Oh, shit.
Sure, that's opened up nicely.
Oh, yeah, it's been in there since before we started, so Look at that color right there. That copper feel.
Man, yeah, I mean, ones. Give me thirsty right now. I ain't even tried the shit yet. That just looks good right now. That looks delicious.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I need to pour me some after this. Pour me a little something.
Damn, dude. Now, this right here. Oh, that smells heavenly. You could like smell like the honey off. It's got like this honey note. Oh man. Kind of like a syrup none of those as well. It's like a baked apple. Oh, you can't forget that butterscotch, baby. Damn. That smells heavenly. That smells heavenly. I gotta tell you, I don't know if it's just because it's been sitting there for so long, too. Constellation. I'm all about the constellations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about the
astrology.
Yeah, I'm all about aligning the universe.
As Tyrese said so eloquently back in the day.
And I'm mistaken, too. I just looked it up. This was day number 10 release. The number 11, which was what I wanted, was Black Hole. And I was like, damn, I really wanted that. Damn. Okay, it's got a little bit of cinnamon, too, on the hints there. There's something sweet there, too. Kind of like a... you know what? That's probably the high rye. I didn't think about that. I was like, wait a minute. It's like a sweet rye type flavor there. It's getting to that taste bud there. You know? Oh, shit. Oh. Oh, damn. It's like some it's like a peach
this
flavor.
Looks promising.
Oh.
This dude doing a Stevie Wonder head. That's what you know.
Damn. I'm like Ray Charles right now. I'm grabbing women's wrists and shit like that, going like, oh. Oh, damn. Oh, there's a peach flavor there. On the finish, it's like a butterscotch tobacco flavor. Smoky. There's this like lingering effect too. But like all Blue Run, the lingering, it's like subtle. It's not hitting you over the head or anything like that. But it just sticks. The heat, very warm, very hot right there. Right on the palate. Mmm. Gotta close my eyes and think about the shit. Oh.
Hey, it looks like you meditating on that shit.
Yeah, I'm doing yoga right now. Oh, Bikram. Yeah. Oh, Bikram, yo, I piss on people that kills their cancer. Oh. Mm. Ooh, it's a mouthful too, Cody. Now it's warm. It's not oily like whatever, but even though it's not oily, somehow it just spreads around the whole mouth and shit. Mmm. Mmm. Oh, I could taste that butterscotch. Okay, the finish is more tobacco-y. And to where, like, right before it hits that finish, right before it touches the esophagus, that's where all the butterscotch just piles in. Mm. It's, like, flavorful, too. It's, like, joining in with, like, some vanilla type, like, a smooth kind of, like, when you're making a coffee and you want to put some vanilla creamer in there or something like that.
Mm.
Mm. Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Mm. It's just clustered. I love the different layers where it just hits like beginning, middle, end. It's just clustered all over together. Very sweet, too. Sweet on the top tip of the tongue. Not sweet to where like overbearing and it like blocks out everything like that. Sweet on the palate. So it makes that little kick there, all that heat and that burn that... We're talking like 121 proof here, 60% ABV level, 60.5% ABV level here. So it's just making everything just like fit perfectly. They balance that properly, whatever, with the sweet and the actual alcohol level. So one of the other is not overbearing. Mm. A little bit of cinnamon on the tip of that tongue too. Just a little bit, not a lot. A little bit. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
They don't make R&B songs like that no more. They don't make R&B songs at all, actually, now.
But say, yeah, do they? It's like the last time I heard one.
Other than the artists I know that were like back when we were growing up that are still making songs, I don't know any new. I don't even know if that genre is alive anymore. I don't know new R&B artists except for like people like her. But I consider her more like a Prince type level. You know, she kind of, she be playing instruments and all over the place and stuff. So, Looking like Dahmer now as I'm telling you to stare at my glass.
Look at my glass.
Yeah, like the
look
knife.
At your swirl.
Or that knife at, whatever. I'm holding a knife, whatever. Look at my glass. Look at that shit swirl. Look at that.
Look at that swirl. Look at that shit swirl, goddamn.
Look at that swirl, damn you. Shit, look at that. Look at that. Look at that. That shit all crystal clean and shit. You know? Shit. That shit will fuck you till you love me. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Okay. That's maple syrup on the nose. I guess the more I got to that glass, I can smell it now. Yeah, that's maple syrup for sure. And the only reason why I know this is because I just had some on some pancakes earlier.
That would help.
Yeah, that, I was just like, wait a minute, why does that smell sound familiar? Oh, yeah, I had that for breakfast earlier. So, Dude, this is, oh, man, when you get to the bottom of the glass, that nose really just sticks out now even more. Oh, man. I don't taste that apple. Or that smell that baked apple anymore. That one's completely gone, whatever. Man, that is like maple syrup and butterscotch. I love a butterscotch note. Shit. The only thing that's missing from a note for me is a cherry, but I don't think that would fit well with any of this. So. That's a winner right there.
It sounds like it. Looks like it. I can only imagine it smells like it. Tastes like it.
Yeah, that's a winner. You know what's funny? The more Blue Run I drink, the more that cash drink one that I told you to get or whatever and stuff. That one keeps getting lower and lower. Not because it's
that's,
bad.
That's it's insane.
Just, it's just that
that shit is a new chef's kiss.
They keep coming out with shit that's like topping it or whatever. And, like, and you know, there's a thing too, man. Jesus Christ, man. I don't think I really messed around with too many high rise back in the day or whatever. High rise my shit now. High rise bourbon all day, every day now. That's it, man.
It sounds like the move.
I love these companies because I never was a rye guy. Excuse me. I love these companies now doing that combination high rye bourbon mix and stuff now. I mean, it's fantastic. It's a perfect combination. It just goes well together. You get that corn flavor you want, whatever, but like a sweet corn, you know, not kind of like the Mexican corn, you know, you get out from the Mexican guy. That pushes the basket or whatever, stuff like that. Or you see at the carts or whatever when they do the street style food and stuff like that. So yeah, it's got like that sweet corn flavor to it or whatever.
Okay.
Not sticking out too much, very mellow, but it's got like enough heat on there to be like, ooh, that got some depth to it too. Butterscotch flavor, maple syrup on the nose. Yeah, man, this is chef's kiss.
Yet another home run for Blue Run. No pun intended.
Yeah, that's a 1.5.
I expected no less.
Yeah. That's a 1.5.
So. Well, you say give it a 21? Oh, damn. Fuck. That's disappointing.
Yeah, that's a 1.5. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm starting to think 21-21 when I look at my receipt over here.
Oh, damn. Shit. Blue Run, you fell off. What happened?
Yeah, you fell off hard. Yeah, nah, this is the last drop, man. This is the last drop. I had to come in strong, baby, because that last month I said, nah, baby, we ain't going out like that again. So I was like, we coming back, baby. We every time we do a bad month, I always go back to Old Faithful beer and whiskey or whatever. And like, you know what? It didn't let me down, didn't disappoint me. Plus, I already had it, so I kind of already knew where. That's why I don't like opening bottles before I review them on the show because, you know, it's kind of already a given what I already think and feel about it and stuff like
right.
that.
But
I'm talking about CeeDee Lamb. I'm about to say I thought he was no longer a Cowboy or something like that, but he's talking about the Pro Bowl. Yeah, dude, this first of all, presentation, that's a last drop. That wins all the way. You can't even top that presentation. I think it might be the best. It might be the best presentation I have on any. You know what? It's the best presentation I have
there
on
it is.
My best presenter. I haven't even opened Solar yet. Might have to do that for mix and match, baby.
Sure. I'm about to say, might as well. Keep it in the family, right?
Might have to mix and match that bad boy, whatever.
That sounds like the move.
Yeah.
That sounds like the move.
So, man, I went with what I love. That's Blue Run. Love Blue Run to death now. That's my theme for the month or whatever. So, I feel like February last year was Blue Run too, to be honest. But yeah, might have to keep that going every February. But yeah, man, this is the last drop for me. Presentation, taste, nose, everything is perfect on it. If I was giving it anything as far as like a number and stuff like that, obviously it'd be like 5 out of 5 for me. So obviously that's the last drop right there. Drink this bad boy till it no longer keeps coming. So yeah, I might be playing. Well, I got some work to do first, but after I get done with that work, I might be playing some games, pouring some of this Blue Run here.
That sounds like a plan right there. It's my kind of Sunday.
Yeah.
Love it.
I'm just waiting for that Harry Potter game to come out, baby. I'm about to play some Hogwarts.
That shit looks good, man.
Yeah. Cool. Plus, I want my little own slave, too. Little Dobby. I don't know if you read the Reddit page on that shit. They are, like, talking some mad. They like, yo, I'm about to own that motherfucker. He about to be cleaning my socks and shit, yo. Damn. Oh, little Dobby, man. I saw him in that trailer, and I just went, like, motherfucker mine now. Shit, you ain't getting no socks and shit.
To me.
Yeah. You about to be doing
your soul is mine.
About to be doing some sex. I mean some cleaning. Yeah.
I don't want to know what you're gonna do with those ears.
Lord have Lord shit. Expect this Patronus. Yeah.
Oh god, I just put that out in the universe. Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
I'm glad I'm not the only one thinking that too, because I read that Reddit page. Oh my god.
I don't even want to know what the fuck they're doing on there. Hell no.
They were happy to
get it. Is a wild place, I gotta tell you. It's a wondrous and wild, crazy fucking place.
They happy to get this little
That's all I will say.
That's all I know, Cody. But it looked good. It come out this Friday, y'all. So
game was good. Yeah.
Yeah, so if I'm quiet on next week's episode while Cody reviewing his beard, I'm gonna be right here and be like, Yeah, Spectrum Patronum, bitch. So I'm looking forward to that. So,
Very nice. Well, I think it's gonna be a fun, chill month this month, man. I got a feeling it's already chill. Great first view out. I'm looking forward to this month. I think for this month, I'm gonna stick to OC Breweries. I think that's what I'm gonna do. Ooh. Since I work out there, I'm gonna hit up some OC Breweries, stock up a little bit, and have some goodies for the show. So I think this will be a OC month this month. So that's what I'm calling it, at least for the beer side of things.
You should just go to the BevMo, local BevMo.
Nah, that's okay.
You should have seen that Bourbon County. That shit was dusty as hell. I was just like, why is that dusty? I say 2021. You couldn't wipe that dust off? I was like, damn, I almost spent that $100 gift card and that shit too. And I was just like, nah, I'm glad I didn't make that move. You know, you just want to get rid of some shit, and you're just like, yeah, I'll just buy this real quick, fuck it, whatever. But then I looked at it the second time, and I was like, nah, I remember those conversations me and Cody's had. That shit ain't never fresh. Never fresh. God damn you. Anyway.
Hey, like I said, just buy some gifts, hand them shits off, that's it. All you gotta do.
I'm about to get
some easy shit. There you go.
Get a Valentine's Day gift from me. You know where it came from now, everybody. Shit.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. People are like, I want that Daft Punk shirt. No, you can't have this shit. I love this thing, so you can't have that. So, no. RIP, we done. I think I'm going to go take a glance at the Pro Bowl. I mean, I ain't going to watch. I don't give a fuck.
I ain't watching that bullshit. Fucking glance. Fuck, look at it. Fuck all that shit.
Glance at it and be like, all right, cool. So, CDLs, I guess. Anyway. With that said, people, we're done. We're out of here. We're getting out of here. We're back to whiskey and beer month. Next month is cocktail month, but we're getting way ahead of ourselves because next week is beer week. Oh, crap.
That's right. Good old beer week is going to be a good one, folks. Stay tuned.
Cody got an important day week, too, because that's Valentine's Super Bowl day.
That's right. Damn. That's a big fucking day. So I got to show up. I got to show up and show out.
That's a big day, Cody. You got to, all the lovers and friends on Monday, when they listen to this, they're going to be like, yo, my ears need to be serenaded,
Yeah, you gotta show with love, man. You gotta pour your whole heart into your pick, into your review, son.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm gonna do. So I got y'all next week. Don't worry about that. I got you next week.
That Corona coming, y'all. It's coming. Corona coming. Shit, ain't nothing better, Cody, than a Super Bowl and a Corona, baby. You already know. Yes.
Corona for your corazon. There you go.
Yeah. Corona for your corazon. Oh my fucking god. With that said, I'm out of here now. Oh my god. Someone stab this motherfucker, please. Oh my god. Corazon, not corazon. Oh, you some bitch, you. Oh, funny enough, I was in a music video called Corazon. You so cute. I was just like, I see what you did there. Oh, man. Oh, I'm out of here now. On that
note, he's had enough. Yeah. Too much is enough. God damn it.
That was 19-year-old JB. All right, he didn't know no better. I could dance. Anyway, people, we're getting out of here. Thank you for listening. Remember to have your spouse next weekend shave your balls for you using
masks. That's right. Get on the nooks and crannies because you can't reach every area yourself.
Yeah, you really
can't. You think you can, but you can't.
It's like taking a shower. You got to like get that stick with the rag on it to get your
Exactly. Stuff, you know? Yes, so, get all of it.
Yeah, just be easy if you had somebody to do it for you or whatever.
Yeah, you know? There you go. Yeah.
Maybe a little dobby. Who knows? I mean, you know.
Actually, that worked out perfect.
I tell you
what. A little stool.
If it's open world and they give me the liberties to do what I want with this thing, I'm a fuck that little elf. I mean, I'm a...
Yeah, a little dobby wash your asshole. That's a drink, right?
Better not drop that soap, bitch.
That's the American dream. That's the goal in life. That's what you know. You be spouting top. We got a little dobby up washing your ass every fucking day.
Don't drop that soap, bitch. Don't do it. Don't do it. All right, people, we done.
All right,
I'm your Godfather Whiskey.
That shit.
I am JB.
I'm the Godfather Craft Beer, Cody.
And like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.
I'm coming for you, Dobby.